昼の星
Know ye not why we created you all from the same dust, that no one should exalt himself over the other. Baha'u'llah. It was evening after prayers. Mother was putting the children to bed. She had just finished telling them the story of Abdu'l-Bahá and how his wife had given him an expensive coat and how he had told her to sell it to buy 5 inexpensive coats, 1 to keep and 4 to give away. She looked at all the children and said, "See how selfless Abdu'l-Bahá was? He is our exemplar. That means we should follow his example in being selfless." Shala jumped up and said, "I am going to work really hard to be worthless." Riaz laughed and said, "Yeah, Shala, that's what you are really good at, being worthless." Asma and Mona laughed, but Mother frowned and shook her head. "Riaz, please don't tease. Would you explain to Shala the difference between selfless and worthless, please?" Riaz sighed and said, "Shala, selfless is when you think of other people before yourself. Worthless is when you have nothing to help anyone with." "Very good, Riaz," praised Mother. "You continue to amaze me. Yes, no one is worthless. We all have gems of inestimable value within us. That means good and valuable qualities that we can use to help others. Baha'u'llah says, regard man as a mine rich in gems of inestimable value. Education can, alone, cause it to reveal its treasures and enable mankind to benefit therefrom. What are some of those gems that we all have? Love, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, kindness," shouted all the children all at once. "Very good," said Mother. "Everyone, no matter how unkind they may seem, has the potential to bring forth those gems and treasures for the service of mankind. Now, about selflessness. The earth has wonderful gems and treasures buried underneath it. Like what, guys? Diamonds? Rubies? Gold? Silver?" suggested the children. "Yes," said Mother. "Very good. Not only that, all the food we eat, all the food that the animals eat, and the water we drink are all the treasures of the earth. So the earth is of great worth. It is continually giving up its treasures to us, but it is so humble. It allows us to walk on it. Every day we are walking over a treasure chest. The earth is showing us selflessness. Another meaning of selflessness is to think of a doctor. Suppose you were about to have a surgery. The doctor is standing over you with a knife about to cut you open. Would you want him thinking about how much money he was going to get paid for this surgery? Or that he needed to hurry up and finish because he wanted to go to a party later? Or that he was tired and really wanted to sit down? No. You would want him only to be thinking of how he could fix you. You want the doctor to be selfless, to entirely forget about himself during your surgery. The children all nodded their heads. Mona summarized, saying, "So we are all of great value, but we have to be selfless, to use our gems to help other people, not ourselves. I always used to think that being humble meant thinking yourself as stupid or worthless. But that's not it, is it?" "That's right, Mona. It is very important to know the difference between being selfless and being worthless. Abdu'l-Bahá is our example of how we should act. He was the servant of everyone his whole life. In fact, Abdu'l-Bahá was not the name he was born with. He chose that name. It means servant of the glory. Abdu'l-Bahá said, 'My name is Abdu'l-Bahá. My qualification is Abdu'l-Bahá. My reality is Abdu'l-Bahá. My praise is Abdu'l-Bahá. thraldom to the blessed perfection is my glorious and refulgent diadem, and servitude to all the human race is my perpetual religion. No name, no title, no mention, no commendation have I, nor will ever have, except Abdul Baha. This is my longing, this is my greatest yearning, this is my eternal life, this is my everlasting glory. Now, I will tell you a story about being selfless. Then Mother began the story. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. I am very sorry to say that this little boy would kick his father, beat on his mother with his fists, growl and stick his tongue out at total strangers, and pinch and tease his playmates. This little boy, though, never looked very happy, no matter how often he got his own way. One day, the little boy's grandmother came to visit. Everyone loved this grandmother, and she loved everyone, especially small children. The first afternoon of her visit, she sadly watched the little boy abuse everyone around him, demand his own way, constantly. Finally, with a twinkle in her eye and a smile on her face, she called the little boy over. She set him in her lap and gave him a big hug. Then she said, "I am so sorry for you. In your short life, you have been so very poorly treated." This surprised the little boy. He thought he pretty well made sure that he got whatever he wanted. But he was happy to hear that he should have been treated better. He gave the grandmother a big smile. She hugged him again and said, "Everything in creation has a reason for being. The sun is here to give life and warmth to us. The plants are here to give us fruits and flowers. The earth is here to give us all the things we eat. Each one of us is here for a reason too. The flower is happy when it brings beauty. The sun is happy when it gives warmth and light. The tree is happy when it gives us fruit. And we are happy when we do what we are created to do. The reason I feel sorry for you is because everyone around you has mistreated you so badly by not showing and explaining to you why you were created." The little boy's eyes grew very big with curiosity. "Why, grandmother? Why was I created?" he asked. The grandmother smiled and said, "For the same reason that I, and everyone who has ever lived, was created. To love and help every person we can. This is the destiny and the highest reason for us to be here." Her eyes were warm and full of love as she explained. "When we put others higher than ourselves and think of their happiness as more important than ours, the funniest thing happens. We get a warm feeling right in our chest, and it spreads throughout our whole being. That feeling is what brings us joy. People were not made to be above other people. We are all made to be servants. Even kings and rulers are servants of their people. Think of rain falling on the mountain. That water is the water of life. And that is exactly what we should be. But where does that water go? It goes down, down, down. It goes down, down, down. Finally, it goes to the ocean. The ocean is at the lowest place. All the waters from the world drain into it. Be like the ocean. Be lower than everyone, and everyone will come to you and love you. If you try to stand on the top of the mountain and be the highest, everyone will go away from you, and you will be but a lone drop. Be like the ocean. Serve everyone, help everyone. That is being selfless. This treasure, selflessness, will make you one of the happiest and most loved people in the world." The little boy sat thinking in his grandmother's lap for a few minutes, and then quietly went out to play. A few minutes later, the little boy's mother was surprised to see him sharing his favorite toy with his cousin. Of course, the little boy didn't suddenly become an angel. But still, sometimes when he found himself about to kick or hit or take something from someone, he would stop and remember his grandmother's words, "Be like the ocean, be like the ocean." After the story, Mother looked at the children. Abdu'l-Bahá is our example, and he was just like the ocean. We are all of great worth, but we need to be selfless and always give whatever we have to whoever needs it. Shall we all try and be more like Abdu'l-Bahá? Yes, shouted all the children. I'm going to try and be very selfless, said Shala. Then she turned and stuck her tongue out at Riaz, and all the children laughed. Let's all work on that, shall we? Said Mother as she kissed them each and turned out the light.